How would it feel if I told you that you had to show up and sell your offers every single day for an entire month? Because that is exactly what I asked my members to do in February, and these are my lessons from doing that alongside them. Welcome to the Soulful Sales Show, where we talk about believing in the value of your offers, getting them in front of your right people, and selling more of what you do in your unique way. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Soulful Sales Show. So today's episode is all about my reflections and my lessons from a month of selling every day. That's right, a whole month of selling every day. In February, me and my members in the Soulful Sales Society sold our offers at least every single weekday. So in this episode, I'm going to share why on earth we even decided to do it in the first place and the lessons that I learned from showing up alongside my members. But firstly, I want to start with a really, really quick check-in. So firstly, what is your gut feeling? What is your gut reaction when I talk about selling every day for a month? If you think about selling every day for a month, what does it feel like in your body? Or what are the thoughts that are coming up when I say that? Does it feel impossible, exhausting? You don't know how to, you don't want to? Does it feel exciting, like something you need, like momentum? Whatever your gut reaction is, it can tell you a lot about where you get to lean in right now. Maybe there's some stuff that you get to work on. Now, obviously, I'm not going to go into all of that right now, but I just wanted to bring it to your attention because in my experience, when I do talk about selling every day, it is really normal that it brings up feelings in people. And the second thing I just want you to check in with a little bit really quickly is if you are following me, if you are on my email newsletter, do you feel like I have been selling every day for a month in February? Has it felt really in your face? Has it felt aggressive? Maybe you haven't even noticed. I mean, I don't know which side of that spectrum you're going to fall on. But what I do know to be true is that we are the only ones who actually know fully how much we are selling. There is no one, even if you have felt a little bit like, oh, she's been selling a lot, even then you probably haven't noticed all the ways I've been showing up. And I'll bet that most of you didn't notice that much. And I just wanted to bring this up and point this out because, again, it's really related to all those feelings that might come up when we think about selling every day for a month. Okay, so let's move on to why I chose to do this. Now, firstly, I have run sell every day challenges before in the membership. I actually kicked off the membership about a year ago now, a bit less than a year ago. And the first thing we did together as members was a sell every day challenge for 2 weeks because I know how powerful it is to show up and sell every day and to realize that selling every day doesn't actually need to mean what we think it meant. A lot of people assume it's going to be really exhausting. A lot of people assume it's going to be really pushy or that they don't have enough things to sell or enough ways to sell it. But what they quickly experience is that there are so many ways to go about selling and that it actually becomes so much easier and it's like a muscle that you get to build. So this is a challenge I have run regularly in my Soulful Sales Society membership for that reason, because it's one thing working on the mindset and figuring out the stories and bringing it to awareness. It's a totally other level of that work to experience it in a focused period of time by actually doing it. So that is the first reason. But usually I would only run the challenge for 1 or 2 weeks. This time around, I just had a kind of intuitive nudge that I needed this challenge for myself. And I assumed that if I needed it for myself, probably some of my members would feel like they needed it too. So I posted in the membership group, I said, how would you feel if instead of doing our 1 week sell every day challenge this month, we did a whole month? And I was expecting, you know, a lot of comments like, oh my God, that feels massive and all of this. But actually, so many people were excited by it. Like, I think I need it. Yes, I want to do that. I want to try it, even though it feels stretchy, shall we say. And personally, that's how I felt about it too. Like, I felt like I personally needed a loving kick up the bum. I am really used to selling often. I sell all the time and it's become like when I say it's like building a muscle, like I feel like that muscle is exercised regularly for myself, but I could definitely feel myself getting into kind of overthinking mode around how I was showing up, especially on social media. I'd also gone through a bit of a funny time in January where I really wasn't showing up that much at all. And all this stuff takes up space in your head. If you've got questions around how you're showing up on social media, about what you want to say, or if you find yourself really overthinking the words that you're writing, this all takes up space in your brain. So I wanted to kind of challenge myself in a way to encourage myself just to show up imperfectly, to get it done quicker, to make it feel easier, and just ride the momentum versus trying to get it just right. And also at the time, so at like the end of January, I was really reflecting a lot on the power of commitment. So I've been training for a marathon, and as I was finding it, especially at that specific time of my training, I was finding it a lot, like really tiring, and just, you know, my body's aching all the time. It's taking up so much space in my schedule. I'm really having to force myself to get up and go out early most days of the week for a run. But as difficult and challenging as that was in many ways, I also felt that there was so much power in having made the commitment, in having made the decision that I was doing it and showing up for it on a schedule. And I was really seeing, as challenging as it was, I was really seeing so many benefits of making that commitment as well. So the whole theme of commitment was really on my mind. And I was curious to see how that would translate to a business challenge, you know, selling every day in our business. And I'm not going to lie, I was really nervous actually putting this challenge to my members. I was really nervous that a lot of them would say they wanted to do it and drop out, which I'm sure a lot of them did. And that is actually very normal with this kind of thing. So I really upped the ante and came up with some juicy prizes to keep them motivated as well. I came up with a whole bingo sheet that they could check off, and if they got 3 lines of bingo, I would promote a low cost offer, a free offer of theirs to my whole list. If they complete the whole month, I would promote their offer as well. And if they did complete the whole month, they were also entered into a prize draw to win coaching or credit to spend with me. Plus, I haven't figured out exactly how I'm doing it yet, but those who complete the full month are going to get like a featured member slot in my newsletter, so I'll get to link out and share more about them, and hopefully they'll get some publicity from that as well. So I did make it really, really juicy, and I was a bit nervous, but I think that I was underestimating my people. Like, they did amazing. Okay, so that's why I did it. The main reason was I just felt like I needed it, and I felt like it needed to be like a week. I don't think is enough to really, really change things and show you all the lessons. I think a month, really, really powerful for that. Okay, so here are my lessons. And the first thing I want to say, the first lesson is that selling every day gets easy. This is the thing that people say to me every time I run a sell every day challenge. If they haven't done it before, especially, and they're nervous about it, they are often so surprised at how easy it gets to be. Now, obviously, I don't mean every single thing you ever do as part of the challenge is easy, and every single way that you ever sell is going to be easy. But for sure, just starting with that intention, I am going to sell every single day. Firstly, it shows you more opportunities. It shows you where there are easy wins, ways to sell that maybe if you hadn't set that intention, you might not have paid attention to. And just even just making a decision, like I said, like with the marathon commitment, just knowing that I'm doing it takes a lot of the overthinking out of it. Like, so much of it can be like, oh, will people like this? Are people going to buy from this? Is this going to work? And all of that. But if you know that you're showing up and selling today, no matter what, even if it doesn't work, it can help you find that kind of path of less resistance to actually doing it. And I will also say that committing for a month can be really, really powerful, because even if it's not paying off instantly, you've already made that commitment for a month, so you know you're going to carry on showing up. Again, like during a launch, the number of people that will waver before the launch is even over because they have decided it's not working, and then therefore it will change the way they're showing up for the launch. That really affects how much we ultimately sell. So having made this commitment to sell for a month is a really powerful thing. So that's the first lesson, which was kind of loads of lessons in one, but selling every day gets easier, and you will be surprised at how easy it can be. The second lesson is selling every day brings up stories. It can feel hard mentally. So kind of contradicting what I was just saying, but that is actually a good thing. So obviously I was already noticing that I had some like stories coming up about how I had to get it just right and how I was overthinking things. And that is why I knew that I needed the challenge in the first place to get me back to a place of imperfect momentum. So just keeping on showing up without stopping and starting and overthinking everything. But I also had different stories come up throughout the challenge that I didn't necessarily have awareness of before I started the challenge. So as a kind of bonus for my members while I was running the challenge, I actually had a private Telegram broadcast group. So it wasn't a group for everyone to chat with each other. It was just a group for me to share and people could listen to my voice notes throughout. And I did record a voice note almost every weekday of the challenge. So there was a lot of reflections in there. And one of the stories, for example, that came up was I was launching an offer and I was overthinking whether to send one additional email in addition to what I had planned for that launch. So I asked myself, I knew that I had to, you know, show up and sell that day because I committed to the Sell Every Day challenge. And I got to ask myself, what is stopping me from selling in this way? Even though I feel like I kind of want to send an extra email for this launch, what is stopping me from sending that email? And what came out was that I realized it was, you know, fear, and then I got to work through the fear. Really, really helpful. I also relearned the lesson that it is so much easier for me to keep showing up and selling more and keep those kind of tricky stories in check when I'm not doing it all in real time. So what I mean by that is with that extra launch email, for example, if it's literally the day, like the final day of the launch, and I'm like, shall I send an extra email? What shall I say? That for me will trigger so much more fear or so many more stories or more discomfort than it would if I was working on this like a few days before the email went out, like scheduling the email in advance, making the decision in advance. And it's so much easier for me when I'm not showing up during a launch and thinking about and writing and sending the emails every single day during the launch. Does that make sense? Like, I'm not doing it in real time, but I've scheduled them in advance. If I'm doing it in real time, I find that I get no mental break, that the stories compound on each other, and it just feels so much harder. So that was just like a personal lesson that I experienced throughout the challenge. One thing I also want to say, the next lesson is it's actually really easy to kid yourself that you are doing important selling activities, like especially at the beginning of the challenge. And I don't blame members for asking these questions because I was, you know, running a competition off the back of it and there was things at stake. They wanted to make sure that they were following the rules. But some members are asking questions like, does this count? Does that count? Does this count? And some of the stuff is really, really not direct selling that they were asking about. And I totally understand why they were asking, like I said. But the point of a challenge like this is that you do want to stretch yourself. You do want to know at the end of the month, you know, I really made the effort to show up and put my stuff out there. Yes, absolutely. In the bingo sheet and the way that I was asking people to track what they were selling, they were absolutely allowed to do some more behind the scenes sales activities, like, for example, creating a banner on their website that shows whatever they're currently launching and stuff like that. But I think it's really easy to trick yourself by fiddling with that behind the scenes stuff too much and realizing you're not doing the front facing stuff. Like, oh, I kind of feel like I have something to say about my offer and I could go live and talk about it, but actually I'm just going to update the sales page over here. Like, of course, there is a time and a place for updating the sales page, and the sales page is very important, but it's really easy to kid ourselves and stay stuck in those kind of behind the scenes things when really what we could do with is that loving nudge to put ourselves out there more in the front facing way, like to do our offer justice and to know at the end of that month, I have really shown up to sell my offer. And I also will say, and a few of the members like reflected on this when they, because I asked for feedback when they submitted their tracking sheet at the end of the month. If we are actually tracking what we are doing each day, which I don't think many of us do, but as part of this challenge, it was more of a thing that we were actually tracking it. What you will notice, you will quickly see if there are patterns in the way that you are showing up. You'll quickly see if you have like a safe way of showing up. So like what your comfort zone is when it comes to selling. And you'll also see like there are so many things beyond that that maybe you aren't doing or haven't considered. And a lot of members actually at the end of the month said that the bingo card actually really helped them to see where they were staying in their comfort zone and to figure out where they actually wanted to stretch. And obviously, we don't have to sell in all the ways. Absolutely not. But there are definitely advantages to branching out the way we sell and trying new things. I also, one of my other lessons was that I personally noticed how much harder it is for me to sell effectively when I am super busy and last minute about everything. Now, I already talked about this a little bit when it comes to like thinking of the email, writing the email and scheduling the email on the very day of the launch. But it's also about like giving yourself space to look at the bigger picture. Like if we are just thinking about the day or the next few days ahead, it's really, really easy. Firstly, to just get so overwhelmed that we show up half-heartedly in the way I was just saying, but also we don't think about the bigger picture of what we're putting in place now and how that's going to pay off in the future. Like we could be so focused on like what's going to happen today, how people are going to react today, how's this going to affect my sales today, when actually it's really, really important to be thinking about the bigger picture and the things we're putting in place that are going to serve our business in the long run as well. And then finally, the final lesson is that, and this was something I really noticed in myself, I said that it's really easy to kid yourself that you are showing up in the way you want. And that's definitely what I experienced for myself. So I actually found it very easy to complete the sell every day month. Really, really easy. At this point, I feel like I've got it down. I'm always thinking about how, well, when I say always, obviously within reason, but I'm always thinking about how I'm going to show up and sell. I'm always selling stuff. You know, whether it's a proper launch, whether it's a new offer, whether it's a flash sale, whether it's just something I have available all the time, like my $9 Create Powerful Prompts course, whatever. I'm always selling. Even in a podcast episode like this, if something comes up and there is an opportunity to mention an offer I have, like my $9 Create Powerful Prompts course, I find it very natural to remember to bring up that offer and share it with you. I'm always selling. And I feel like I really do have that down. But what I realized throughout this challenge is that, so I started with this feeling that I was overthinking, and I started with this knowing that I have not been showing up on Instagram. Like at the start of the challenge, I had not shown up on Instagram for 4 months, which is wild to me. And I know why. It's because I have a love-hate relationship with Instagram. I'm not quite sure how I want to use it and all of this stuff. But I really wanted the challenge to challenge me to help me just show up really imperfectly and build some momentum. And it actually didn't, because there were so many ways that I was selling, that I was checking off the box, I was selling every day, that I didn't actually get to the heart of what was going on with Instagram. For sure, I made progress with it, but I can totally see how I didn't quite go as deep as I wanted to go, which is to say that my lesson around this is that selling every day actually is only a small piece of the puzzle. It's kind of a first step. It's something that all of us should be doing mostly. Like we don't have to sell every day to a strict schedule and check it off a tracker and all of that every month. But generally, we should be selling every day. We should be selling multiple times a day. We are business owners. It is a condition of running a business that we have to sell our stuff. And if you find it hard, then this is absolutely no judgment to you. This is a practice, like I said, and it's a muscle, but it's only a piece of the puzzle. Once you have it down, once you see all the opportunities, once you know your best rhythm of how you show up on your emails and schedule and all of this stuff, it's easy. And it's then becomes about, well, where am I holding back? Where have I got something to say, but I'm not saying it? Where am I getting a bit stuck in my comfort zone around this, when actually, if I really tuned in to this work that I'm doing and how much this offer matters to me and to the people I serve with it, where would I be stretching? When is the right time to make a brave, bold move? What do I want to layer on to the way that I sell and launch? How do I want to upgrade? How do I want to up level? These are the questions that we need to be answering and asking when we realized actually selling every day is the foundation. It's how we build on it that really, really counts. So that was my lesson. And that's definitely something I am asking myself and taking forward now that the challenge is over. Because honestly, what I really noticed is that there wasn't much difference for me from February to March. Now, don't get me wrong, there are periods of time where I fall out of the habit and I get a bit, shall we say, disorganized with knowing what I'm selling. And if you don't know what you're selling and if you're disorganized with that, that is absolutely the first thing that you need to work on. I always say, know what you're selling now, know what you're selling next. It makes a huge difference to how easy it actually is to show up and sell it. I know it sounds really obvious, but so many of us are winging it. So yeah, I do have phases like that sometimes, but honestly, I didn't notice that much difference when February ended and March started. I didn't notice that much difference. And that's because I do have it down. Like, I'm used to it. It's a part of my regular daily work in my business. And in fact, it's not really, really hard. But the questions I need to ask myself are, how can I streamline things? How can I layer on things? How can I be more supported to add extra stuff without adding loads of extra work? So yeah. So those are my lessons from a month of selling every day. I hope that it might have sparked something in you. Maybe something I've shared has made you think, oh, you know what? I could do with stretching myself a bit more, or I'm feeling a bit, you know, safe in my comfort zone, but actually there's more I want to do. If that is the case, I would love to support you with that inside my membership, the Soulful Sales Society. It isn't actually open right now. So this is not some strategic episode to sell the membership because it isn't open right now. But there are a couple of backdoor ways that you can join the Soulful Sales Society if you really, really want to get in, because I'll absolutely support you with all of this, and we will be running a Sell Every Day month again in future. So firstly, just be on my newsletter so you can hear when the Soulful Sales Society is open again. So that's ruthpoundwhite.com/newsletter. You can also join my $7 membership, the Soulful Growth Club, and that is soulfulgrowthclub.com. If you sign up to that, there will be an offer to upgrade it if you want to upgrade to the Soulful Sales Society. And I do actually have something very exciting planned, specifically to help make your launches a lot easier, which will in turn help with that daily showing up and selling. So on the 20th of March, I'm running a one-off paid live training called Laid Back Launching. So if you sign up to that, which is at ruthpoundwhite.com/laidback-launching, if you sign up to that training, there will also be an option to join the membership, because everyone who's already in the membership is getting that training for free. And I'm going to do some sort of live round / get it done week type thing to help you plan your laid back launches if you are in the membership, probably early to mid April. So yeah, like I said, the membership is normally closed, but there are a few ways to get in if you want to join us, or you can just sign up to that one-off training if you want my laid back launching strategy and philosophy. So yeah, I hope that this episode has inspired you. I hope it has sparked something in you. I hope it is stretching you in exactly the right way. Come join me in the Soulful Growth Club for $7 a month if you want support when it comes to putting yourself out there, not specifically the sales, but the marketing. And if you want to upgrade to the Soulful Sales Society, there will be an option there as well. Anyway, until next time, get out there, sell your stuff, let it be easy, and look for the opportunities to share it. I bet there are more than you think. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Soulful Sales. If you have a moment to rate and review, know that it really does make a difference. And if you'd like to carry on the conversation, then you can connect with me on Instagram at Ruth Poundwhite, sign up to my newsletter at ruthpoundwhite.com/newsletter, or my personal favorite, join me inside the low ticket membership at ruthpoundwhite.com/membership. And keep doing what you're doing, because your work really does matter.